This is the start of a new podcast we are calling The Us Show. I go by...
Don't freeze out now.
My name is Kelly.
I go by Cool Whip.
This man said Cool Whip. And we are at the workplace. Over there scanning books.
No one ain't gonna want to listen to our podcast. Yeah, machine.
Put some WD-40 on it.
Do we have that?
Yeah, look in this toolbox or something.
Toolbox?
The toolbox. So, if anyone was wondering things about me, my name is Kelly, and I am 27, and I just turned 27 in June.
And eat booty.
What?
What?
And I'm a Gemini. My birthday's June 8, 1992. Okay? I'm from Louisiana. I live in Houston, Texas, but I don't be there all the time because I be working. So I'm probably in the city.
We got jobs.
Yeah, making bags. Help change. And yeah, that's about it for me. And I'm gay.
I'm gay.
So y'all know.
I'm not gay.
Or queer, or I don't know, I haven't figured it out because different things mean different things, so I'm something.
You lost me on that.
Yeah.
My name Lil Gangsta.
What's your name? Shout out what your name is.
My name Logan. I'm Saginaw, Michigan. Not saying.
Now I'm singing.
Deuce.
Born 1997,
Gemini.
Damn, 1997. I'm over here old as hell. Jesus Christ.
How old are you?
27. I just turned 27.
Oh yeah, your birthday was literally 5
years. Yeah, I was at work on my birthday.
So was I. And then Kevin had the nerve to tell me happy birthday today.
Lorenzo!
Hey, big guy.
Lorenzo!
You know, we're going to become famous with this podcast.
What, he don't want to come? He eating his pasta?
He's talking about, yo, recording it off the phone. Yep, humble beginnings, humble beginnings. This man.
BB at down on my neck is dripping.
Hey.
You can't even act like you got coming hard. You were an hour late to work.
Okay, wait. So, okay. We're new to podcasting.
A nigga was an hour late to work. Didn't give a damn. So hold on, where is this getting posted at?
All over
the place. We finna blow up like 1992.
Bro, we about to Elon Musk be watching this shit. The owner of Tesla.
What number book are you on?
So we're new to podcasting, and we are talking about random stuff, but we need topics to talk about. So if you guys have any suggestions,
hurry the hell
you
up.
Listeners have any suggestions, you can hit any one of us out on our social media pages.
Big underscore Renzo Z. That's IG.
You got a snap too?
And snap. Don't snap me. It's my whole government. Oh, God.
My Snapchat, Kelly, my Snapchat is NappyKid101. That's NappyKid101. And my IG, you can hit me up, is... What's my IG? I'm going to have to get back to y'all on my IG because I don't even... You only got Snap?
Yeah, but these people can't have my Snapchat.
So y'all can't have Logan's Snapchat, but y'all got questions for Logan. You got questions for Big Renzo.
Too exclusive while we're here.
Well, Logan, you can hit Logan up on my shit when I get it back to him. But if you can hit Big Renzo up, you can hit me up. Logan, I don't know. He's taken and he's serious and he's in love, so sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna get me in trouble.
But I, on the other hand, I'm single.
Hey, you got throwing that deep booty, Kelly.
I like big, fine women that can back it up.
Back that ass up.
Chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
All shades of chocolate. Yes, Jesus.
White chocolate.
Never had it before.
Never had it. No.
Never had it before, bro. You want to keep going?
We need like a topic to talk about.
Okay. Let's talk about how I really drove 3 hours today to Buffalo to get a haircut.
And this dude still slept on me the whole time.
Big Renzo fell asleep on me the whole time. And what, I got 1 hour of sleep.
When you got there?
Oh, he was about to be like, oh yeah, y'all, he had something else to do, like fix his car. So he was about to be on some, yeah, I got something to do. Y'all might have to, you know, I might have to slide on y'all. And I was like, bruh, really? We drove 3 hours for this barbershop. But then, and he couldn't say, like, I wasn't keeping in contact with him. Because I was messaging him on Instagram the whole time. And I told him, like, 3 days in advance. So I was going to get my hair cut. But, yeah.
She needed that. Check
the drop. Feeling a little drippy, you know. Pure water on these old.
Straight waves have the waves popped out.
They ain't popped out yet. They coming. Let me brush. Brush that shit.
They're popping out more than you got your haircut.
Huh?
I said they are popping out a lot more than you got your haircut.
They, to be honest with you, they are. Like, I fucks with it. It's official. So, what is something that you want to do before 2019 ends? What is something on your bucket list that you want, you feel you have to do before 2019 ends?
Get my own house.
Get your own house, but before 2019 ends? Gonna buy a house?
I mean, maybe not buy a house, but at least
like have your own
place.
Yeah, at least
an apartment or something. I'll be happy with that too.
Guys, we are not homeless. We, no offense to homeless people, I've been homeless before, so I know how that feels. But anyways, we are not homeless. We travel with our job.
Gone too much.
Huh?
Gone way too much. Ain't ever got time to do shit.
Going all the time, always on the road. Getting getting blown. Not really. I don't know.
I do. I try to.
I wish I had a sound machine because I could be like, where are the weed smokers in the building? And I could put and then I could put the clapping button on and all the cheers like, woo! Yeah, yeah. Got an audience.
I'll play some background noises on my phone. Starting from the bottom.
Now we yo, yo, yo.
Oh, we're going to be famous.
Oh, I don't have a doubt that I'm going to be famous. I don't want to be more so famous, but I just want to be well known for like the good things that I do in life and not the bad things. Can I hit that?
Yeah, yeah. I just want people to know my name.
That's all. Big dreams.
My name's gonna be up on buildings everywhere.
Little dreams, big adventures. So, okay, question, random question number two. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I don't know.
No?
It's kind of hard to say. Depending on...
Where do you want to be... Like, about where do you want to be in your life? Like, what do you want? Not where do you...
Well, I want my own place.
Yeah.
Probably be married by now, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. I'll probably end up proposing to my girlfriend. Next year.
Oh, that's so cute. I want to throw up. Not really.
But I want my own place first. I want to be able to save up some money for a wedding.
Love. I hate it. That's why I'm single. I'm single. Because...
And ready to mingle.
No, not really.
What you mean not really?
I don't...
Talking to like three different girls.
Don't be putting me out there like I'm... He lying.
Straight passive.
Nope. That didn't happen.
Oh, cat.
I'm gonna have to edit that out. Always remember, folks.
She said, that's gonna stop other people.
Get high and hydrate. Or more so hydrate.
That's a very good slogan. I'm thirsty.
Because Logan over here don't even drink water.
Water? I do too. I drink like
this
a bottle.
This man was talking about he don't like water.
I like water. I didn't say that.
You did.
No, I didn't. You lied. I'd rather drink Gatorade.
Big Renzo need to come back on up in ya.
I know, as soon as he came in, he was all like, extra loud and stuff.
So, when I become well known, you know what one thing is that I want to do?
Buy my mom a place.
Meet with and smoke with Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Wait. That's the same trick that was on Wild Mel, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is she made it so awkward on the one?
Erykah Badu? Awkward? Are you talking about Azalea? Azalea Banks?
Yeah, is that who that was?
Yeah, that's Azalea Banks. That's two whole different black people. Hold on. What did I say? Azalea Banks and who else?
Erykah Badu.
Two whole different black people.
Erykah Badu was that chick with the leather... Them.
If y'all haven't noticed, Logan is white.
Yeah, I'm white.
Super white.
Really white.
Extra white.
All white. Mayonnaise.
Yesterday, Logan said, man, I love black people. Because I was telling him, that when we was driving to Buffalo, that we were gonna stop by some people's house that I knew, and we were gonna they were gonna eat it. Yeah, we were gonna eat. Like, and I
so welcoming.
He was like, "See, man, white people don't do that shit. I love black people."
For real.
Hey. Yo, that is the funniest shit ever.
It is what it is, man.
Yep, being black is cool.
Being black is cool?
Yeah. Just because I don't have experience in being white.
It's a weird subject. Have you ever thought, like, what would it be like, though?
What?
If you were white?
Yeah. I have wondered before.
So, obviously, fucking being white, though.
Well, I'm multiracial, so I'm not just, well, clearly I'm not just black, you know. But I'm light skinned.
Yeah, you
so
light-skinned, dude.
I'm mixed. I'm Creole. My grandparents. My mom is half Chitimacha Indian and black, and then my dad is half white and half black, I guess. And some, I don't know. I just tell people that I'm black because it's not that deep. And then people be like, "Well, why don't you claim your white side?" And I'm like, "Cause I don't have experience. Like, I don't have white family.
White
no, well, no, white. Not just white people. A lot of black people have told me that. And I'm like, because like my mom is black. My dad never said that he was white. Like, never. Even on his like death certificate, it said black. So he always like, and everybody that I grew up around were black. So that's why." I just say I'm black because that's all I know how to be because that's who I grew up around, if that makes sense.
No, I feel you. I grew up around everyone.
You grew up around everything?
Everything and everyone.
Because all of y'all say Saginaw, Michigan is so small.
Yeah.
And everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's how it was in my small town. Lorville, Louisiana.
Where?
Lorville, Louisiana. Man, it's...
Man, I want to go to Louisiana. They got some
bomb ass
food, huh?
Of course.
Of course. Of course.
Making soul food. Of course.
Hey, I love food.
This man said, "Hey, I love food." Facts. I love food too, though. My favorite thing is crab legs, if you haven't noticed. Because every time, like, I don't know if you've, well, I know Kevin has noticed. Every time I go somewhere,
crab legs?
What you want? Crab legs? Yep. Everywhere I go.
I don't eat seafood. I wish I did like that stuff. I don't know. It looks good. I tried it off.
There's this crab spot in Atlanta. Shout out to the Juicy Crab. Oh my god, yo. The best crab legs in Atlanta. And then they got a place that me and my friend go to in Houston called Swamp City. They shit is good. I heard about that. I've never been.
Bubba Gump.
I want to go because Forrest Gump is like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, well, that's where they got the name.
Yeah.
It's from Forrest Gump. But yeah, I tried the seafood that they had. I mean, it wasn't nasty, but I just didn't like it.
Right.
But everyone else there that I went with got seafood. And they all smashed. They all thought it was the best shit.
A burger. Yeah. That's the one thing I do like about traveling and shit is like we get to try different foods from like everywhere. Like
everywhere.
Like them Coney dogs in where was we? Michigan? Oh, no. Yeah, Michigan. Oh, you was there.
The Coney Island?
Yeah. Yeah. The Coney Dogs. Yes.
You didn't know Michigan was known for Coney Island?
No.
Yes, girl.
And then they had this Greek spot. Now, Kevin turned me on to Greek food. I ain't gonna lie.
Yep, they're paid for. I don't like Greek food.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's a lot of people that like Greek food, like gyros. It's huge in Michigan. Like everyone likes gyros.
Yeah. I like the rice bowls though. With the I like the rice bowls with the with like all the condiments and all the ingredients and stuff, and you mix it up. You could put the hummus in it. You could put the meat in it. And I like the rice bowls.
What Coney Island y'all go to?
Huh?
Coney Island you guys go to?
The one that was right down the street from that comedy building that we were at.
I don't think I ever went to the Coney Island.
You work night shifts, huh?
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why.
I'm pretty upset that I didn't go because I love chicken wings from Coney Island.
Chicken wings.
Hey.
I'm not a big chicken wing fan, like, you know, like hot wings and stuff. Yeah, like
Coney
I'm not
Island,
a big chicken wing fan.
Coney Island's the best wings. They got the best wings. What they should have done is took you to a Tony's.
A Tony's?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a Michigan only restaurant. They got like it's an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Italian?
Yeah.
Do you like Italian food?
It's Italian.
Do you like Italian food? Italian, whatever you just said?
Yeah, lasagna is my favorite food ever. Lasagna. I like pasta. Pizza. Pizza's Italian, yeah? Or no? Pizza Italian?
Wait, say it again?
Pizza.
What about it?
Is it Italian?
Yes.
Yeah, I like pizza.
I think so.
Fucking shit.
Well, yeah, pizza is good.
No, but Tony's is known for their steak sandwiches, which is what I usually do. And, steak sandwiches, french fries. They got fat ass omelets.
Some fat ass omelets?
Everything.
Are you going to see Lion King when it comes out? Oh, are we? Well, doesn't it come out while we're out here?
I don't know when it come out. Cause Lion King is one of my favorite cartoons.
So we're going to see it in the theater.
Like when though? Like
when it comes out.
Before work or like are we going to ask if we can take some?
I mean, it's we can you know we can ask and figure it out,
I
but.
Don't want to go to today.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that either.
That's lame.
I was going to say the same thing.
I'll probably end up falling asleep anyways.
Yeah, me too. Okay. But, I mean, either way, then again, no, we don't got to go see it. Because we still got to do Niagara Falls while we're here. We passed Niagara Falls on our way there.
I know, Lorenzo told me.
Oh, he was heated. He was like, man, it's right there. We could go. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, we got to wait for Bobby. So.
I want to see if we can turn the fucking boat to that fair.
Oh, yeah, the Seneca something fair. That looks official. You want to cut it?
Huh?
You want to cut it?
Where are we at?
24
minutes. Damn. 24 minutes already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of forgot we were like.
Lorenzo! Because he got to close the episode out with us.
Close it out. Close it out. He said, bring it over here. Bro, we can't bring your whole podcast to the other room.
It's a phone, baby.
The people don't need
it. We ain't official yet. Oh, you trying to get there.
We official. Very first and... Very first podcast. Off the charts ratings.
So...
We viral.
I honestly don't know what we're going to call this podcast.
What do you put this on? What do you do with this?
You put it... It doesn't matter. I'll tell you after. So... Yeah, we're going to close out this episode. First episode of the podcast. Don't know if y'all could send us in some good... If y'all listening, if we even got listeners, y'all could send us in some good suggestions for a name for this podcast. Because we was going to call it The Us Show, but I don't know.
She said, I just might name it me.
So, again, I go by Kelly. Snap, Nappy Kid 101.
That's to get a hold of both of us.
Huh? Yeah, Nappy Kid 101 from my Snapchat. Add me on there. You know, hit me up. Instagram. I'm trying to think of what my Instagram is. Oh, it's KAYDAWAYY. Kadaway. So yeah. I'm gonna say it again. KAYDAWAYY. Hit me up on Instagram. That's my Instagram. Snapchat, NappyKid101. We out this bitch for today. Hey. Y'all gotta go back for Renzo shit because he ain't even gonna come listen to us. But peace. Bye.